Perfect. So, Coach, you earned a big win over Fremont Mills, a team that came into that competition with three straight wins. You broke their winning streak. It must have been a good weekend for you, knowing your team was able to capture that win.
Yeah, I was really happy with how we played defensively again. We were super physical. We only gave up one big play because they scored off of a kickoff return for one of their touchdowns. So I was really happy defensively again. I feel like we're super locked in. And, you know, these last two couple weeks, we've been fully healthy. So I think that has helped us a lot on the defensive side as well. And offensively wise, I was pleased with. We put a couple drives together that were big drives. Cash had a couple big runs. He's a really explosive player. And he had a jump ball in the end zone. And it's always nice when you can throw it up to him and he can make a play.
I mean, you mentioned Cash. I mean, just to go over his stats, he had four carries for 67 yards and a touchdown. He was also good defensively, too. He had 6.5 total tackles. His performance kind of coming into this game seemed to be very good overall.
Yeah, Cash, he's a home run hitter, you know, offensively wise. Teams always got to account for him because he's, you know, in most games is going to be the fastest guy on the field. And he's super long, rangy. He's just a tough guy to match up with when he's on the offensive side of the ball. And defensively wise, it allows him to play. He doesn't have to be as, you know, in position as other people because he can make up a lot of ground with his speed.
And Jameson Kilworth, he went perfect 7 of 7, 118 yards and two touchdowns. He also rushed for 114 yards and had a touchdown. I mean, he really had a bounce-back performance last week.
Yeah, well, like I said before, you know, we were kind of easing him back into the competition against Cam, and then we told him that this week against Fremont we were going to set him loose, and we definitely did that. And he was super efficient, you know, going 7 for 7. His reads were good. He's getting better in that aspect, you know, every week with his reads and his throws. And I feel like the timing's getting there with Cash because, let's be honest, we kind of fell back on that when Cash was out and then J-Mo was out. So we're just getting in that rhythm.
And even jumping back to the defensive side, Alex Hansen was more than successful, 15.5 tackles in the game. What helped him really spark in that game in terms of the defensive end?
Well, Alex, defensively wise, he's just super aggressive. He's very good at getting off blocks. He's very good at tackling in space. And the thing I love about him is he's always going to run to the football. A lot of those, he was just all-out effort. The ball was across the field from him, and he sprinted down, and we missed a couple tackles, and he was right there to clean it up. So his effort running to the football, it's really nice to have a player like that.
And this Friday, you're going to be taking on East Mills, a team that can both run and throw the ball. They have 800-plus yards in each category, and they even have a good defensive player of Jackson Embry. He's got 60 tackles on the season. How are you looking to go at this East Mills team?
Yeah, they're a very well-coached team. They always are. It's a very well-run program. And, you know, they've had a couple crucial injuries at quarterback, but those three back there now that are running the offense, number 12, number 18, and 33, those kids are very good. They jump out on tape. They're fast. They're physical. They run the ball real well. And so we're going to have to just be ready for a good physical game.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time here this afternoon. It seems like you've got a great competition coming up on Friday night, so good luck to you and your team.
Yep, thank you so much.